Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hiz, one half of His and Hers podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday for the latest up-to-date content and episodes. As per usual, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Tap in with us. Peace.
Oh, shit.
Manito, that boy Wayne don't know the lyrics. Dance.
Hi, y'all. It's your boy Wayne Hiz.
And Vanessa Hers.
And I still don't know the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I've been to Puerto Rico and back and still don't know nothing.
He thinks he's Puerto Rican now.
A little bit. You know what I'm saying? You ask some Spanish, you know, when you fill out your job application and say, what languages you know? I can put Spanish now.
No. Oh, okay.
No, I can't. What did it say? Beginner? Novice? Novice.
Well.
In the Spanish column. What's up with y'all, though, man? Get the energy up, man. How y'all doing? How y'all living out there, man? Hopefully, y'all are thriving in your respective realms. Hopefully, y'all see a lot of y'all taking trips.
Summer is among us.
Man.
Everyone is outside.
Outside. We finally got rid of that overcast, ugly weather. That, yes. You know what I'm saying? Cloudy,
that
looking
June
all smoky.
Gloom. I've never.
What's up with that, man? Got a late start this summer, right?
Never,
in terms of the weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, man. So hopefully everybody is living their best lives. You know what I'm saying? From what I've been seeing on social media, it looks. But, you know, you can never really judge anything by social media these
days.
Some
of y'all wildin'.
You know? I mean, man, some of y'all stamping the passports. Some of y'all just getting the frequent flyer miles up. Y'all, I see y'all on beaches. I see y'all. Hey, and I'm going to get into this, like, in depth later. But, your boy got sunburned, and I used to think that you couldn't get sunburned.
Okay, so hold on. You're, like, really jumping ahead.
No,
so let's start by thanking the audience.
As always, we got to thank our audience.
Yes.
You beautiful people.
Stand another little milestone.
Oh, yeah.
It's Wayne's just excited to talk about his sunburn, baby. It was our 100th episode.
Yes, 100 episodes in the can, man. Can y'all believe that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Two little people, man. Two little people who decided to get in this podcast space a year and a half ago, right?
So I kind of want to talk about that a little bit. I know that we never give ourselves the credit, and we always say it here. We literally have to stop. You see that? We literally have to stop everything and really sit down. And we were looking at our episodes, and we were coming back from Puerto Rico when we realized this would be our 101 episode.
Absolutely.
And we're like, what?
I know.
We've recorded 100 episodes. We've spent 100 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking of a topic that people may relate to.
Word.
People, things that we're going through.
Word.
Things that people are going through that we know of. We always say, like, we came into this just as, let's give it a shot. Why not?
Real spill.
And we really enjoy it. And this is therapeutic. And we love the feedback. And we love the love. And that is the reason why we keep coming back.
Yeah, man. And I think the most interesting and dopest part about being a podcaster is that there's a whole audience out there that's just waiting to introduce themselves to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I try not to get so wrapped up in the people who we know that don't support us.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's crazy because, like, there's a whole audience out there that don't even know us that's just waiting to get in touch with us, get in tune with us, you know?
I saw this, and I'm guessing it was probably, like, some type of post or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally said, and I know that, I believe we mentioned it in the last podcast as well, the last episode. And it said something about what others eat won't make me shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Jay-Z said that, too.
And it stuck to me, and I'm literally trying to live my life, and this is no podcast shit. Like, this is my life that I'm living with, that I'm literally, like, I can let others affect me, you know? Like, you gotta literally live your life.
Absolutely.
And as retarded as that sounds, or as that easy as it sounds, or as simple as it sounds, like, yeah, we should all do that. Yeah, but we don't.
Yeah.
You know, and we get bothered by other people's actions and by other people's words and by people not liking our post and by people not supporting our business, like this podcast or whatever it is. And it's like, who fucking cares?
I have a theory about that, though. And my theory is this, right? I used to, you know how, like, they used to say the old adage is money was the root of all evil?
Mm-hmm.
I no longer feel or believe that to be true. I feel like attention is now.
Oh.
Like, I feel like people will do anything for attention. Hence, like, so many people used to be, like, ostracized for, like, standing on their own, daring to be different, doing different things.
You would stand out, exactly. And you would be not an outsider, be a weirdo.
Not trying to be a part of the club. But I think it's easy now to hate.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to hate as opposed to showing love and giving flowers, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I don't really like to be around people who, like, hate on their friends.
That's so weird.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just weird energy to me. Especially, like, if you know, like, how far they've come and the things that they've had to get through to position themselves to where they are today, you know? But, yeah, man, it's crazy. But it is very humbling when you get in this space and then your voice lends credence to, again, an audience that is just familiarizing themselves with who you are, you know? So many different people. Think about so many different people that have complimented you that didn't know you, or complimented me that didn't know me, or factions from other side, factions of people from your side that are now getting to know me, and factions of people from my side that are getting to know you based upon what we say and the sound waves that come through, you know, through the airwaves. I think that's just like, I think that's incredible.
And absolutely, I love the fact that people think they know us, which you get to know us through the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because half of the stuff that we post has nothing to do with us. We've said it in the past. Some of these things will have to do with y'all, and you don't even know it. You know, like, I love and appreciate the feedback that we get and the love that we get. And at times, even when people reach out when we don't record, and they're like, "Hey guys, are you guys gonna drop? Like, are you guys gonna hold back? Like," and they'll reach out, like, "Oh," or they'll send like hints, like, "Oh, I think this would be a good topic for the next episode." And it's like,
"Yeah,
oh, y'all waiting?"
Yeah, that's real.
But we're ready.
Been ready, and I believe that long form discussion, dialogue, it's what's going to eventually move the needle in this country. You cannot get anywhere. You cannot gain any traction. You cannot turn over any stone. You cannot really get anywhere that you're trying to get. If you're trying to, like, make change, if you're trying to pass legislation on a state or local level, anything has to go through dialogue. And that's what people don't understand, you know? So when you take time to get to know somebody, or you sample life more, or you develop an acquired taste for something that you're not accustomed to, it all boils down and is predicated from dialogue. And the more people will understand that, the more I feel like you'll gain real traction when you're in pursuit of change.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
So we just want to tell you guys, we appreciate the love. We're glad that you guys see not only the effort that we put in, but definitely our sacrifices. We've mentioned before, we're regular people with 9-to-5s, and keep in mind, sometimes we're like, should we wash or should we record? Should we clean or should we record? Should we go to the park with our son or should we record? And that's being very realistic. And we have to choose. Sometimes y'all lose.
Word is bond.
We have other things to do.
Word is bond. But, you know.
But we try to keep it.
For our constant supporters who, like, keep us going.
Y'all know.
And fuel us. We really, really do appreciate y'all, man. Because when we get the listens, like, when we get a couple hundred listens in, like, a day or two, honestly, y'all don't understand, like, how rewarding that is. Mm-hmm. Like, that is amazing. Because we know it's not that episode, like, the one that, you know, the most recent episode that we just recorded. It's you're going back and listening to our catalog now.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a compliment, because it's like, oh, damn. So you may have listened to one of the recent ones, but, like, now, because you're in tune and you're tapped in, you're like, now you have a vested interest in either myself or hers. And it's like, oh, okay.
Let me go back a bit.
Exactly. Yep. You know what I mean? Let me go check it out and see what they really got going on. So most def, so we appreciate y'all.
I'm glad that you said the acquired taste, right? So life is all about that, right?
Absolutely.
I'm so ready to get into this episode.
All right, let's get into it. Let's just dive right in.
We went to Puerto Rico.
A Puerto Rico.
Had a little birthday celebration.
Absolutely. A little vacation. You know what I mean? Nothing too crazy on them. You know what I mean? A little vacation real quick.
So it was our first time for both of us going to La Isla del Encanto, which, I don't know what they call it in English, but the island is a beauty, man.
Yeah.
It is definitely a must to put on your bucket list, guys, because it is amazing.
Definitely. Beautiful place. We were
beautiful
able to...
Beautiful people.
We were actually able to see three different islands, right? San Juan, Luquillo, and Vieques, right?
Well, it's three parts of the island. The only one that's apart from Puerto Rico is Vieques.
Vieques, okay,
got so, let's talk about day one. Well, let's talk about our arrival.
Well, the arrival, I kind of feel like we touched on that.
Our arrival was shit. Yeah. We had three delays. Let's fast forward to that. We got stopped, which we did not touch on. Oh, we did get stopped by the cops.
That's crazy.
So we had a super delay. We ended up getting into Puerto Rico until midnight when we were supposed to arrive at 8.
Yeah, 8:30 actually.
So mm-hmm.
local time.
Yeah.
Which is the equivalent. It's 5. It will be 5:30 here. Mm-hmm. PST.
So by the time that we get there, we end up getting an Uber, and we realize that we were staying somewhat far from San Juan. Mm-hmm. Being that it was midnight, it was kind of hard to get an Uber.
Yeah.
That point, the Uber picks us up, and he was like, oh, you guys are just getting in. And he's just being nice. He's a Puerto Rican man, mm-hmm. older man, sweet, kind man, telling us about the island. And, you know, he's just telling us every single historic topic and highlight that he can tell us. He was so knowledgeable, mm-hmm. like, of the island. So yeah, we were, like, super into the conversation. This older man is driving super slow and careful. Apparently, he ran a red light, right?
That's what they said.
That's what the cops said. He stops us, and the cops, like, I think both of us didn't have our seatbelt, right?
No, neither one of us had our seatbelt.
Yeah, but we're, like, just talking to him. You know, like, we literally just got an Uber, and we forgot. Mm-hmm. So the man's like, I'll take care of it. You know, like, oh, I'm just going to dispute it. And we're like, no, we're trying to pay for the ticket. He literally was like, no, it's fine. I'll dispute it. Like, I'm going to be able to dispute it. Mm-hmm. They always do this. He's like, cops are horrible here, whatever. He tells us when he drops us off. Well, first of all, we couldn't find our condo. It took us a while. When he's going to drop us off, he tells us, by the way, be careful with leaving the city where you're staying late, not because it's dangerous, but Ubers won't come over here. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And he said, this is far from what we consider downtown. And mm-hmm. it's a 40-minute drive through a highway, through the rainforest. So people won't drive that.
Yeah, and you have to pass a toll.
Yeah, so he was like, late at night, if you guys decide to go to downtown, which is San Juan, mm-hmm. and you guys decide to party, you might be stranded out there.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, shit, day one, okay. Mm-hmm. So we finally get into our, after like an hour, trying to figure out where the lockbox was. Keep in mind, it's like 12 at night, 1 in the morning by this time. Mm-hmm. And we finally get in, and our condo is gorgeous.
Yeah, it was amazing. The room was definitely dope. It was crazy because the humidity, well, the weather was amazing, 90 degree weather, but 75% humidity. So
that is
can imagine, it was like feeling like Swamp Thing out there, man. Warm, sticky, but the views definitely made up for it. The room definitely made up for it. So yeah, we got in, we were able to like unpack, you know what I'm saying, chill. The host of the Airbnb was gracious enough to actually have like their beer, their top beer in the fridge for us. I thought that was a nice gesture.
Medalla was my shit.
Yeah, definitely Medalla. That's the drink right there. That's mm-hmm. their beer out there in Puerto Rico.
So, that and Gasolina had me lit. That's their like what we would consider what?
Like their little like
punch. That's like a Four Locals, man. Like that shit was strong.
Yeah, like a mixer, like a.
It was not
Mike's Hard Lemonade, but I'm saying it would be that. That's would be the equivalent over here.
It was strong.
Yeah, so something like that, like you know, a little pregame,
a little strong. That was like a buzz ball or something.
A little spike punch, but yeah, like jungle juice. I guess it would be the equivalent of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was cool. So you know, we unpacked. Which is kind of like we stepped out on the patio, was looking at the views. Mind y'all, it's like midnight, so
mm-hmm. we can't see much, but you know we could hear it. We could hear the everything. Beach.
You know, got on demon time a little bit. Oh. You know, so I mean, what? Skip you said we that. Keep it real. Okay. We keep it real with our audience, uh-huh. right?
So next day we have, you know, a little schedule for our activities because that is how I do.
Little itinerary, you know.
So we had. Like I said, we didn't realize how far we were staying actually from San Juan. So we decided to get up, get ready, try to explore our city. It was so hot.
Yeah.
We couldn't even walk like 3 blocks. Like, we were drenched in sweat.
Yeah, that's how humid it was. Like, the heat itself, yes, it was hot and it was dry heat, but the humidity just amplified it. Like, the humidity is what had me sweating, walking like 20 feet. And I'm just like, yo, all we did was walk down from the condo to like the rideshare area. You know what I'm saying? And literally, that's it. Then we went to wait for our Uber and to go to our itinerary. And I'm just like, damn, I didn't walk that far. But why I got beads of sweat on me? Like, that, it was literally, the humidity was killing me, man.
So our first activity, we decided to go sangria tasting.
Yeah, sangria tasting. Yeah, it was dope.
In San Juan.
Yes, in San Juan. So literally, we just came from there when we got in.
From the airport. Flew into San Juan.
Then our condo is in Luquillo.
45
minutes away. So we wake up. Then we go right back to San Juan. that was crazy. That's where our first excursion was, and it was at the sangria place. I forget the name. You remember the name?
Sangria,
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And an amazing host.
She was so sweet.
Yeah. Our host at the sangria place was amazing. Very knowledgeable. Gave us a little bit of background. She actually was kind enough to even give us some stuff to do.
She gave us a whole list.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what part are you from? And she was telling us, oh, I hang out around this area. If you guys want to go dancing, you should go here. If you were looking for good food, you should go here. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are staying in Luquillo, you should try this. And so pretty much she was like kind of telling us like where to go, where not to go. And it was just me and Wayne at the sangria tasting for a cool minute. I believe it was about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We had got there early and she was kind enough to just take us in. She said, Your party starts at 2.
At 2, yeah.
You guys are, it's 1 something. She's like, you guys can go ahead and come in.
We're like 45 minutes early.
Yeah. She was like, you guys can come in and start your sangria tasting. Keep in mind, the Uber the night before had told us traffic was really heavy, so we didn't know how long it was going to take us.
Yeah.
At midnight, it took us 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. During the day, it took us like an hour and 20 to get into the city.
Well, because we actually were going to try to do something before. We're going to go try to have brunch before sangria tasting. Mm-hmm. But we didn't realize that traffic was that bad.
Yeah, it was
so
really bad.
So that kind of threw us off. And as we were getting closer to the place that we were going to go have brunch at, I was just like, yo, I started looking at the time. I'm like, I don't know, babe, what you think? I think we might have to make an executive decision and veto the brunch and go straight to our first excursion because we didn't want to miss it. We had already paid for it.
And our Uber was amazing as well. Yeah. She did drop us off and she was like, it's fine. Don't change the location. It's a little further up, but it's shorter in time. Call it even. Guys, have a great time.
Yeah.
And she was like, welcome to Puerto Rico. This is it. And so we started with our little sangria tasting. We were getting a little litty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me and Wayne. So we were just talking and a couple walks in, right?
Yeah. A couple walked in, and we're probably going to reference this couple throughout the episode a few more times. You know what I'm saying? But not to my surprise, to our surprise, they ended up being like actually one of the highlights of our trip. They were really, really cool. So, yeah, it's crazy because had we started at 2 there, we would have been with them anyway.
Because that was our party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their tasting was at 2 as well. Mm-hmm. So we would have been with them, which is just crazy how God works and the universe works. We ended up being with them anyway because we were there. And then, you know, we were, of course, you know, hers got to get mad photo ops. So, like, we were...
Hey, the place was cute.
That's what I'm saying. So we doing photo super ops cute. And we conversating amongst one another. And then they walk in and then, you know, they see us chilling. So they came down and sat where we sat. With their tasting their sangria, and then we just start conversing amongst each other, and then y'all know me, man. I'm in sales. That's what I do for a living, so I could talk. But aside from that, like I can find any commonality with any person. I feel like, you know, so I just start asking them where they from and get to learn about a little bit about their background, what they do. Oh my God, you know, we're in education. And you know, two of my friends are in education. So it's just like, you know, you start asking questions, probing, and you start finding things out. They're from Texas. Oh, my God, one way. And then we start talking about sports. And from there, the rest is history. And then, you know, man, it just turns out to be like a great, great time with them, you know?
So I thought it was really cool how we had a lot in common as soon as they sat down with their drinks and we're talking, and oh, how old are you guys? And how old do we think we look? And we were, you know, conversating with them. It flowed, right? Yeah. Off the bat, it was like a connection. Like, they were super cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And about an hour in, we were like, oh, it's our first time in Puerto Rico. And they were like, oh, it's our first time. What are you guys celebrating? Oh, and Wayne was like, it's my girl's birthday. They were like, oh, and her husband, which mm-hmm. You guys know we don't say names, but he said, oh, it's her birthday.
Mm-hmm. It was like 2 days.
On Wednesday. And I'm like, what? It's a day after mine.
Yeah,
pretty
much. Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, but we're not here. Well, we're actually here on our honeymoon. We were like, what? Yeah. That is insane. We're like, congratulations. They didn't even mention it, like, you know, firsthand. Like, They waited. Like, we got to know them a little. We talked about what they did, what we did. We talked about our kid. At that point, we were like, we're going to tell you guys about podcast. Because, you know, yeah. It's going to come up.
If the conversation usually flows, I will bring it up. But, yeah. Like, you know what I'm
if
saying?
If not, we don't. Yeah. Or there's times where we've met people and they don't know that we have a podcast until way later.
Way later.
But we really clicked with this couple. Mm-hmm. So they made our sangria experience really special, I feel. Like, it was just cool meeting people like them.
Yeah. They were amazing people. Like, you could tell
they're super humble.
Quality individuals, man. They were there also, too. We learned that they were there celebrating their honeymoon. Because they're newlyweds. So, just the fact that, you know, because usually, you never know. Well, I don't know. You know, I've never been married, but I would imagine that.
Well, I hope not. And that's if a you very, need to tell me something,
that's a very,
tell me, please.
A honeymoon could be like a very, I would think it's a very intimate thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, you don't want to be too intrusive. You kind of want to, like, let people be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, at first, it was a little bit of that. Like, when I was like, damn, am I talking too much? Or am I...
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, am I overbearing too much?
Are we asking too much?
Like,
or...
Yeah, like, you know?
Because literally, it felt like we were together for a cool minute. Like, yeah, we were just thought, literally...
Yeah, you would have thought we've vacationed with them, right? That's how
they
it seemed.
They felt like they were old friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, we had another excursion pending. And we, like I said, we haven't ate. So we were like, okay, we need to go grab a bite. The other excursion's at 5.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of time's ticking, you know? So we were like, we have to go. Because the girl literally was like, we don't have another sangria tasting till 5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are free to stay. You guys, you get 3 drinks while you're there. And then you can purchase a bottle. You can purchase drinks. After. So she told us, whatever you guys want to do, feel free to ask if you guys want water, snacks, or stuff. So we were like, we really have to get going. So we told the couple, like, it was so nice meeting you guys. We wish you the best of luck. Like, happy honeymoon. Oh, let's take a picture. We were like, cool, let's take a picture.
Yeah.
We took a group picture. We were like, we'll see you guys. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Right? Yeah. And then at the end, I think the guy was like, do you think I could get your number? Yeah. And I was like, are you hitting on my man? What's going on here? So Wayne and the guy exchanged numbers. We ended up going to La Vergüenza, which is a very famous restaurant in San Juan, to go eat. So we had our little first official downtown Puerto Rico experience.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it was dope. Just driving to La Vergüenza, like, seeing
the
historic building, seeing some of the landmarks of the city. That was cool. I mean, it's very, area. That area is very, very touristy. So, like, when you go to San Juan, when you do go to Puerto Rico, if you want to be away from tourists, you got to definitely go far, far away from San Juan. But if that's what you want to look and that's what you want to see, you're going to get all of that answer.
Yeah.
You're like, that's where all the tourists kick it. It's so much to do down there. Like, a lot to do.
So we had mentioned to a few of the locals that we had bumped into, for example, like the sangria tasting host and some of our Uber drivers, that I had ran into an interesting excursion. And I had read about this city in Puerto Rico in the past, and I was interested in checking it out because we've heard so much bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever been to Puerto Rico, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're familiar with Puerto Rico and you hear La Perla, automatically you think the hood.
Yeah.
Or you think like the ghetto, you know, as we call it.
Right.
That's how we see it. Well, that's how home is, you know? Yeah. this is it. So people were like, why would you want a tour of La Perla? Mm-hmm. And a few people gave us negative feedback, and they were just like, you shouldn't go there. You know, tourists get killed there. And we're like, whoa, okay.
Well, they said three tourists got killed last year, so I was like, damn.
Yeah, they said recently, so yeah, so that's why, like, we were like, okay.
Would have been nice to know at the beginning of the tour, but I mean, you know.
Towards the end, we made it.
Right, thanks. Appreciate you.
So we ended up taking this tour, and interesting enough, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I liked the history of the city and the small town within the city of San Juan. Yeah. It's literally footsteps away
from San Juan. It's a literally... You go down. A subsidiary or like a small community within San Juan. Mm-hmm. But they're their own community. Mm-hmm. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, she said that they don't receive any government assistance. Mm-hmm. It's literally just the local residents of La Perla that keep it up. Mm-hmm. Like, they do all the restoration. When they got hit hard by the hurricane, it was the locals that came to and restored a lot of the buildings, a lot of the paintings, cleaned up the city and the community, right? Like, because they're one of their own. They
even, I believe, own. Carmelo Anthony has helped. Correct. Bad Bunny.
Yeah, so.
And we heard, like, Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi had mm-hmm. this Pasito video. That's the whole purpose of us playing at the beginning.
Yeah.
But when you ask locals, they're like, oh, that's the drug dealing place. You don't go there.
Which is one street, right?
Literally
mm-hmm. one back street.
And so, it's small. It's a little street.
Yeah, it literally loops. So when you start... You start from the top. There's a sign.
Super cute city.
Yeah. You start from the sign. You work your way down some steps. And then the first thing you see is the basketball court. So the basketball court, she just referenced Carmelo Anthony's grandfather, who was Puerto Rican.
Which I don't know.
That's his roots and ties. They go back. And so, you know, when the hurricane hit, you know, a lot of the people, they don't really have much to do in La Perla other than, you know, resort to drugs and negativity and stuff like that. So Carmelo Anthony, as a way of giving back, he actually restored the basketball court and has it in, it looks in great shape. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really, really cool when she told us the history about that. And then there's in the corner, just like, I want to say north of that, in the northeast corner, is where she said they filmed the Bad Bunny, like Bad Bunny's film videos mm-hmm. and Despacito and all of that. I thought that was really cool. Because that's, like, right there. So you got, like, history on top of history.
So it's literally a small community, and they have their own boardwalk. And mm-hmm. it's, like, beachfront. Mm-hmm. And it's very poor, you know? So they do their maintenance. And unfortunately, a lot of their buildings, they didn't restore after the hurricane. Because the city didn't want to help them. So I believe they had, like, a slaughterhouse before. Mm-hmm. They had a library. And they're just vacant buildings.
Yes.
So as soon as we start the tour, the girl's like, so we want you guys to understand we are allowed to go into the city. You are going to see things that you might not be okay with. If you're not okay with it, look away. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you guys not to record unless we give you guys the okay to record, if your phones do need to be away mm-hmm. at certain points of the tour.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit. That's when I think I was like, oh, shit. Then mm-hmm. people are right, you know? Yeah. But as the tour began, honestly, even the people within the community were nice. Mm-hmm. Like, there's people selling stuff outside of their home. Yeah. And then we went to a local bar mm-hmm. and people were dancing outside. Like, it just seemed like a regular neighborhood.
Yeah. They had a community pool. Mm-hmm. They had, where you just seen people inside the pool, people going to get drinks from the pool, stuff like that. You saw kids. So they have the sign, which you and I we took a picture mm-hmm. on. So, yeah, it was definitely a small, close-knit, tight-knit group, tight-knit community. And, you know, it was kind of cool to see, like, all the artifacts. And as you make your way up, going towards, like, the west of the community, that's where you kind of see, like, more history. Like, they have, what was the thing on top that was next to the cemetery? That it was like a...
It's the castle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like you see that too. And I was like, oh, wow. We didn't go that far up, but you can still see it from where we were standing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was cool. And then she gave us some information regarding the one place, which is like, I believe, a parking lot that the government, they keep up. Like, they sustain that. But like, it's only because...
That and the cemetery. And
the cemetery,
because the cemetery is of people that are well off.
Yes.
Because that's the best view of the island, which is insane. And that cemetery does have an amazing view.
Yeah, and you have to be somebody to be buried there. Or know somebody who's somebody, mm-hmm. which is crazy.
Meaning like in government or someone of high importance.
Or high significance. Mm-hmm. The way I took it is you got to know somebody who got money.
So. Yeah, or you got to have money. Or if not, money. You're not coming in here.
You know what I'm saying? You won't be here. So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of cool. And then the sunset was amazing. We was actually mm-hmm. able to catch the sunset at the top where we were standing. That was amazing.
After that, we took a walk through San Juan, mm-hmm. which was really pretty. You know, the buildings and the architecture of it, it's different from what we're used to seeing. Like we said, everyone is so nice, like in the city, even like the local shops that you go into mm-hmm. and you're taking pictures. And like I said, the tour guides, they're your personal photographers. They're like, you want a picture? Let me take you a video. You mute it, okay? You do this and you do that. And they're just like, they're honestly so in love with their island. It's great.
Yeah. And we stumbled across, when we did, after the tour, when we were walking through San Juan, we stumbled across this place called Drunken Cookie.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And that place was really cool. It was like a shot inside of a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the cookie acts as a shot glass, but then they pour the shot inside of the cookie, which is your shot. So it's crazy because, like, when you drink it, you're supposed to eat the cookie
mm-hmm.
right after. And I had never seen or done anything like that.
It's your liquor of choice. So they have, like, Hennessy. Yeah. They have rum chata. They had, like,
what y'all think I got? No.
Oh, God.
Aren't I a cliche?
So then we head back to home mm-hmm. Because keep in mind we're far away and we did take our advice from our Uber. We are not trying to get stranded because we did want to party in San Juan, but at the same time we're kind of old, you know, and we were over the whole, like, we literally did excursions all day, so we were like we're ready to head back home.
Yeah.
The next day, did we have plans that day?
That day we did. We were gonna kick it in Luquillo anyway, but we ended up going.
Oh my God, that's the day we got drunk.
Yeah. So, but that morning, that was the day.
No, so that day they had told us about these two islands that are away from Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
which is Vieques and Culebra.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to Culebra. The sand is white. You know, aquatic water, that's like the Bahamas, that's how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh wow, and they're like, in Vieques, it's known for the dark sand and apparently seashells.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Clearly seashells.
People were literally all over picking seashells. They were collecting,
taking sounds like.
But they were very pretty. When we were leaving, I was like, wow,
do I need to be like over here picking up seashells and shit? Like.
So, a local had told us, you guys should try and take the ferry. If you go on a private excursion, it's going to be about $150 each.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the local ferry in Puerto Rico, you can get it for $3. And we were like, what? And he said, yes, but you have to go before because they sell out.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell out of the rides back. And he said, you should go as soon as you can or do it online. So I tried doing it online and we couldn't get the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So literally that's what convinced us. And we were like, you know what? The man was right. We were going to have to go in person. And Wayne was like, we don't have shit to do today. Let's go and get the tickets. Sure enough,
because you were calling and you couldn't answer.
I couldn't get through. Yeah.
And you tried online. So I was like, well, we're not doing anything. Sold out. Yeah. So glad we went. Because had we gone the day that you actually wanted to go, which would have been your birthday,
I would have had a whole tantrum.
A whole ass fit. And you would have been disappointed because I know you. Oh, I wanted Culebra. And I'm like,
I don't sound like that.
That's how, in my head, that's how I go. I wanted Culebra, babe. I wanted Culebra. But no.
Anyway, so we decided to go and get our tickets. And luckily, we did get tickets.
Shout out Wayne.
One of the last rides, actually. And we ended up going to Vieques.
Yes.
So on our way back, the guy, we're telling him, like, he was super cool. He was like, let me wait for y'all. Like, the ride, you know, everyone mm-hmm. kept saying, like, the rides are ridiculous for Uber when you go further. The place where the ferry was about 30 minutes towards the opposite way of San Juan. So mm-hmm. he was like, a lot of Ubers don't come over here either. And we're like, oh my God.
So it's great. Best to schedule your ride.
He said, schedule your ride. Or if you want, he said, you can put like a stop and I don't mind waiting. Mm-hmm. And we were like, but we don't know how long you're taking. He said, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'll wait. If you guys take too long, then I'm going to have to leave. But, you know, usually this takes like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it did take us about 10 minutes. Not even. It was super quick.
No, it was quick, yeah.
And we got our tickets for 2 days after that. Yeah. So we're heading back and we're telling him like, oh, we're staying in Luquillo. And he said, have you guys gone to the kioscos?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, no, that's where we're going tomorrow. And he said, you guys should go today. It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
And he said, you guys should go today. It's lit, man. Like, mm-hmm. everyone's at the beach today. Yeah. All the locals go to the beach. Like, this is the day that everyone parties.
Yeah, it was, man.
So that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Like, he tells us, you guys should go today because you're going to experience what we experience every weekend.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay. He's like, I'll drop you guys off. Because we had put our condo as a stop. And the kioscos were about...
Yeah, we weren't
not
far.
Even 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'll drop you guys off. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We go, we get dropped off. We, as soon as we're trying to get in, we can't even get in.
No.
Like, it's a little boardwalk as well. Full of shops and restaurants and bars.
It's like, it will be the equivalent of like Second Street. Like, in, if you've ever been to Second Street in Long Beach.
For those that don't know. Or like
Venice. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
So, he's like, he ends up dropping us off. He's like, have a great time, man. Like, this is literally, Puerto Rico's here today.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay. We get off, it's jam-packed.
Super jam-packed.
Like, it's cruising left and right. People are bumping it. People are on bikes. People are, like, walking. And there's a bunch of shops that are selling alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
There's food. Like,
yeah.
So, literally, we're like, okay, let's grab some food because they're making, like, handmade empanadas and they have everything there, like, that you could think of, right? Mm-hmm. So, we're like, let's grab a drink. And Wayne ends up getting a drink and we're like, you know what? Let's sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, we sit on the little boardwalk. We're getting lit. You guys know. His and hers likes to drink. So, we're drinking and we end up being super cool with our bartender.
Yes, of course.
I mean, that's always us. But, like, she gave us a shot. Like, yeah. We're getting lit at this point.
Yeah, she was hooking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, she was giving us stuff that's, like, house. Mm-hmm. Like, house drinks, house. I was like, I ain't never had this. What is this?
Yeah, and she was like, this is our Puerto Rican specialty. I'm going to make you guys the best mojito you've ever had. I'm going to make this. This is called rum something. And she was just like, and literally just left and right. Like, here you guys go. Here you guys go.
Yeah.
We got fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But that day, it was so fun because literally it was all the locals.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a lot of tourists going on.
Nah, you could tell.
Yeah.
That's they shit.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday.
And they were, like, partying and the music was playing. Yeah, it was super cool.
It was going up.
Mojitos Lab, shout out to them as well because that guy did me dirty.
Yeah, we had big-ass mojitos. Yep. It was great, man. Like, we had a great time. I'm glad that we did experience that on that day. The guy was dope for even putting it out there. Like, because he didn't have to. He could have just dropped us off and been on about his day. But he was very cool, very knowledgeable about... And everything that he said came to fruition. Like, it was live. It was...
Mm-hmm.
They fucking... Everybody was like... I felt like it was like cruising. Everybody was bumping music.
It literally felt like a little carnival. Over. Like, yeah. Or, you know, like a festival. I don't know. It was cool. Was it was really fun.
That day was dope. We had fun. We got super drunk that night,
though. We ended up spending the whole day there. Literally. Yeah. Till whatever time. I don't even know what time we got home.
Yeah.
But the next day was my favorite.
Yeah, next day. So we did. That's when we took the ferry, right?
No.
Oh, no. I'm just playing. Next day is when we hit the rainforest. El Yunque. So for those of y'all who don't know, I do have a small phobia of heights and a major phobia of the water, meaning I cannot swim. Not that I'm afraid to get in the water, but I just cannot swim. Large bodies of water. So, you know, if it's a pool, 6 feet, 5 feet.
You just gonna stand.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. You know what I'm saying? I can squat. You know, it's still a little oil in these knees, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I don't
flexibility.
Mind
flexibility.
Yeah, you know?
You got this?
Cool. If I slip, I can get up, you know what I mean? I can literally just stand up. Can't do that in the lake, you know what I'm saying? Can't do that in an ocean, a lake, you know what I mean? So a couple traumatizing things have happened to me in the water. I have drowned before when I was a kid. My dad did save me. He, like, literally stuck his hand in there, my ball fell into the swimming pool. We used to have a swimming pool in the complex, the apartment complex we lived in, and it wasn't gated. So, like, I remember we were coming from somewhere, and we were walking into the apartment, and I was carrying my ball, and my ball dropped. And as a kid, you don't know any better. Mm-hmm. You run after your ball. So I ran after my ball, and literally, I dove in the pool after my ball.
Oh, my God.
Yes. My dad, I don't know. All I remember is just being under there, and I think what saved me low-key is that I had a jacket on, like one of those little puffy coats, because it was cold, you know? So I remember having that on, and I remember, like, floating. But, you know, and I remember just, like, the water being over my head, and I just see a big-ass black arm pull me out, and as a kid. So that stuck with me. I don't know, like, you know?
Well, of course, that's traumatizing.
That happened to me.
Not only that, you never learned how to swim.
Never learned how to swim. So that's one instance. The second instance, before I get to our vacay, is on my senior trip. It was me, members of my basketball team, my high school basketball coach, and our pastor of our church. So we took like a all like senior boys trip, right? He took all the seniors. So we go to Lake Paris. I don't know if any of you have been to Lake Paris.
That's
a deep ass lake. We went jet skis, parasailing. This is all foreign to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dude from the hood. You know what I'm saying? The most I've ever been around a large body of water is either going to the beach or going to Olympic pool and watching the homies swim.
You don't go too deep.
Exactly. And when I did go, I watched them swim. I never got in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, literally, I'm fucking... So, we're doing the water ski thing, and they're on the boat, and nobody gave me precise instructions. Nobody gave me the manual, the blueprint. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? When you do this, you're supposed to do this. So, literally, I'm on the water skis. They're going, hey, the water's just going to pull you up, all right? So, I'm holding on to it. Boom. I think I'm doing something. You know, it's 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I'm like, hey, I'm looking around like, okay, this is not so bad. And my life vest on. I wipe out. So when you wipe out.
Wipe out, like the show?
Yeah. When you wipe
you out.
When you wipe out, you're supposed to let go of the rope, though.
Mm-hmm.
My scared ass.
You would not let go.
I wasn't letting go on the rope. They pulling me through the water.
Oh, shit.
Like, it must have seemed like an eternity. They told me it was for about 45 seconds to a minute. But you're supposed to let go of the rope. I'm so scared, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? Let go of the rope. I can hear it. Like, looking back, yeah. I can hear it. Like, let go of the rope, Wayne. Let go of the rope. My ass not. They dragging me through Lake Paris.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so, look. Okay, so when I finally did let go of the rope, like, what do you always tell me? Babe, you float naturally.
Yes. Right? Just relax and face up.
So, not literally, Wayne. I float. I have my life vest on. I'm floating with my life vest, right? Mm-hmm. So... they finally circle around, come back, pick me up. Hey, man, it wasn't so bad, huh? Slapping high fives. Hey, man, that shit wasn't funny, bro. Hey, man, like, you know, I'm like low-key petrified. Like, and he's like, well, it's a good thing that, you know, good thing you didn't know, because this is actually the deepest part of the lake.
And you're like...
just like, you know, like, just not now. So too soon, yeah. Bro. Uh-huh. Too soon.
All right, and as much as I love this story, baby, we gotta circle back.
I told you I'm getting back.
I know.
So that's the disclaimer that I'm giving you. So when we went to the rainforest, that's kind of like, those were my reservations. Like, you know, I just don't want to be around large bodies of water.
So Wayne has told me in the past that he doesn't like heights. And he did tell me, you know, like, I have an issue with water. But certain things I kept asking him through our trip, like, oh, I wanted to go kayaking at night. He said, hell the fuck not.
Nah, yeah.
I wanted to do parasailing, and he said, no the fuck not. I'm like, okay. So certain things I know. And I was like, oh, look, there's this forest, and you go, and you're hiking through the forest, and there's some water slides, there's a waterfall. It looks beautiful, baby. Would be down to do it? And he was honestly, you were quick to say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do it, but keep in mind what I told you first. I said niggas don't do the forest after 5 p.m.
Yeah, no, that's why we did it early.
You know what I'm saying? I just had to, you know, put the disclaimer. I'll do it. You know what I mean? But
early.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? When
we
it's
did
late.
At 11
you know
in the
what
morning.
I mean? See shit coming flying, looking like Avatar and shit. I'm cool. You ain't getting me, nigga.
You on your own.
I'm
thanks,
cool.
Babe. I got it.
Nah, so we went to the rainforest, and I ain't gonna lie, like, when we hiked down the mountain to go
it's
to
literally
the,
a hike, y'all.
Literally.
By the way.
So, like, when we start hiking down, like, I started to get a little anxious, like, fuck, like, you know?
I can tell when he was like, put your phone away. I'm like, what the hell? Let me record.
It's because the people we was with, they was like hiking. I don't know. All of them was like in shape. Like, they was just like, ah. I felt like they was on my back. I'm like, hey, babe, like, you know, I wasn't finna pass you up. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, hey, man. I'm like, babe, can you step? Because these, they stepping.
I'm over here like, I'm enjoying the view. You know, babe, to me, it was amazing.
But that's how babe is. Babe, like, she's all about ambiance. So, like, you know, she in her element.
And I love hiking, yeah. And I love the forest.
That's what I'm saying. Water. So you and your element. So I know you just like, you're being one with nature. Mm-hmm. You snapping photos, videos. Back. Yeah. So, but these motherfuckers on my back, I'm like, okay, bro, you can either go around me, but you're not finna be breathing on my neck. That's what we're not doing. you can clearly sidestep me. So we make it to the rainforest, and so a thing that a lot of people was hitting me about. I don't know if they hit you about this.
The fucking socks.
Yes. And what you idiots don't understand.
Because they were clowning.
Yeah, like a lot of people was asking me about this. And even my coworkers, I had to explain to them. I said, my tour guide, and he was right. My tour guide advised us to bring cotton socks. The reason being, you nitwits.
He said, thick cotton socks. Yes. Don't bring none of these little thin.
No, yes.
Don't bring water shoes. Don't ever dare to do it barefoot.
Right. And that's the reason. The reason being is exactly that. When you're scaling the rocks upward to slide down the slide. It's rock, people. This ain't no slide. Like, ain't no metal.
But it's
metal.
Like goo.
Yeah. Right. But when you're scaling up, it's very, very slippery. That's why water shoes or bare feet won't cut it.
Mm-hmm.
The moisture of a wet sock grips the rock.
Yeah.
And he was smart because, man, a lot of people
would
bust ass.
And a lot of people doing other, like, with other tour guides, they didn't have socks.
No.
Which I'm glad we got the guy that we did.
Me too.
Because he was very knowledgeable. Very. He was like, look, lean to your right. If you feel like you're going to slide, sit down. Yeah. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
As soon as you feel like you're slipping, sit down.
Yeah.
And we're like, he's like, you're not going to fall.
Yeah.
And it helped because for a minute, I was like, I'm about to eat shit. And what I do? Sit the fuck down.
Facts. So we, you know.
Shout out to Hector.
We get there. Everybody's scaling the rocks. It's about, what, 9, 10 of us? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We met a couple characters. My boy Brooklyn.
Yes. We met a couple from New York.
He was dope. He was, man, they were awesome. So, you know, everybody goes, and it's like Vanessa, and then it's me, and then it's one other person. So I'm like, man, babe was like,
go first, babe. Nah.
And he was like, you want me to go before you? And I'm like, yes. So I'm like, because in my head, I'm like, if she do it, then I got to do it. Like, I can't.
And keep in mind, I'm telling Wayne, I'm going to be down there. I got you. Because I know he doesn't know how to swim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just focus on that, and you're going to be Gucci.
Yeah, so she goes smooth. I'm like, man.
People were saying that my video wasn't smooth. That no, it looked like I hurt myself, which I didn't.
The landing. They said what I got from your video was the landing. Like, you went down.
Well, it's so slippery. People don't understand that.
But when you turned, you did turn sideways. So, like, your landing and my start.
Your start had me so nervous.
So look, so you like everybody just sliding, right? And I, of course, this would happen to me. Of course, it just had to happen to me. Everybody just sitting down, and you lean forward, they slide. He says the tour guy says lean forward, and you automatically naturally slide. You just glide down.
The water takes you, yeah.
So me, you know, I mean, 6'3", you know what I mean? Plus, you know what I mean? We ain't gonna get into the actual weight, you know what I mean? You know, your boy ain't pushing 190, 200 flat no more, you know what I mean? I'm a little plus. So, I'm leaning forward, but I'm not gliding,
you know what I mean? Be one with nature, glide.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So when I'm leaning forward, it's not doing it. So I start scooching. You know, like when you scooch up, like in your chair, you try to like, I start doing that. And I'm like, I'm still not going. I'm like, nah, this shit looking crazy. So like, as I'm scooching, I get scared. So that's where you see me like,
that's where
scooch.
Glide.
Yeah. Where you see
glide.
Me scooching. I'm like, oh.
Hector said.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. So like once that last scooch, you see it. And you see it in the video. If you seen the video, I do one last little scooch. And then I get scared at the same time. So when I scooch, I jerk at the same time. And,
he said, don't go back. You will hit your head.
And of course, I fucking went back. But I didn't hit my head. Thank God.
Yeah.
I caught my balance a little bit, and then I made it down. But when I made it down, I don't know why I expected to, like, because I'm 6'3", I expected to, like, land on my feet, my 2 feet. Like, nah, bro. I land, like, splash in the water, and for, like, a solid 10 seconds, I'm, like, fighting the water.
No, he's fighting me. The water and me.
And my girl's like, babe, I'm right here. Like, I just hear her voice, babe, I'm right here. And so, I calmed down. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, you right here?
I'm swinging.
I'm like swinging in the water. I'm like, she's like, babe, I'm right here. I'm like, oh.
One of the guys that we met and Wayne mentioned, his name was Brooklyn. And he was like, Brooklyn for everything, right? Like, he was like, Brooklyn proud, loud and proud, literally loud and proud. This man was probably like 5 feet.
Yeah.
5 nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, and he's just like, yo, big man, you good? You good? Just cannot. And he kept acting like he was going to save you, babe. Like, what are you going to do?
Look, man, he know. You know what I'm saying? He know, like, he know his people. He know his people.
But don't mess that with the was water. The funniest part. Yeah, it was when funny. We got there and Wayne saw a black couple, he was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and when they said, didn't even think anything of it. And he's like, yeah, we don't fuck with the water.
Yeah, when he said that.
Not these people.
When he said that, though, no, he said that. He's like, yeah, because remember they was handing out the life vest, mm-hmm. and he took one. I was yeah. like, and when and he took girl. It, when him and his girl took it, I was like, oh, cool. I ain't going to be by myself. I said that in my head. I'm like, oh,
and bet. Guess what? They were the first ones to go down that slide. I was slide.
Like, damn, they went down twice. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
And he was swimming, like, he was one with water, you know?
Dave asked me if I wanted to go down again. I was like, nah, I've conquered my phobia. I'm cool. Did you go down twice? Once, huh?
Once. I went down through the other one. The other one, twice. That's right. Yeah. So there was two water slides, and then we end up, like, in a huge pond, like, literally in the center of that's the deepest the forest. Part, right? Yes, and that one was 10 feet, and he did tell us, like, be careful, there's fish, and, you know, whatever, nothing's going to happen to you guys. Y'all know how to swim? Cool.
Yeah.
He said, okay, my dude right here, now you're telling me you don't swim. Now you're telling me you're afraid of heights. Yeah. We already did the hard part anyway, so you're good.
Yeah.
But I honestly have to give you your props. And I know that day I kept telling you and Wayne was probably so annoyed. But I was like, I'm so proud of you. Because even though you were so scared, you did it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was an experience. And you literally pushed through your fear.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that's one thing about going on vacation.
He was not cool and collective that day, let me tell y'all. That day at all.
When you're on vacation, you do have to try things out of your comfort zone. Like me, I'm just not like a...
A beach person, not, water.
Not even beach or... I'm just not, like, the adventure, like, nature type. Like, give me on some ATVs, give me on some four-wheelers, cool. I'm with that, but, like, I'm not the type that's finna go bungee jumping. Like, I'm not the type that's finna go, like, zip line. Like, you know what I mean? That's just, like, extreme adventure type shit.
All that.
But you know what's crazy? Oddly enough, I'd be down to go in a hot air balloon. And I'm afraid of heights. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. I'm not afraid of roller coasters. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll get on a roller coaster, but, like, I don't know.
So it ended up being a really fun experience. Like I said, the people that we went to also, we got along with them really good
yeah.
at the end. And it's kind of like everyone helping everyone. Or we're like, oh, you're good. Like, literally all of us in the group. Because you have to continue to hike through yeah, the do. Forest to hell go yeah. to another location.
Mm-hmm.
You end up going to that part of the forest where you're literally in the middle of the forest. Not only that, so the day before, or no, we got an Uber,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, hey, bro, don't get lost in the forest.
Yeah.
Remember he told you?
Yeah.
And we're like, what? He was like, half of the forest is owned by, who did he say?
I forget who he said, but you can't, like, you can't go on that side.
By, like, the Navy, some shit where yeah. he said, people disappear and they never find them.
Oh, shit.
And he was telling... You don't remember?
No, I remember, but I'm just like...
Something Secret Services. He was like, I'm going to just tell you. He's like, tourists disappear and they just never find them. You're never going to find someone in the forest. And we were yeah. like, oh, shit. Stick to your party. Don't stay behind. Stick to the tourist.
Mm-hmm.
To the tour guide. He said, that's it.
Yeah.
Those are the three things you need to know at the forest. And... Honestly, oddly enough, like, we did stick to them, but on our way back, the fucking hike back was hard.
Hell yeah.
It was all incline.
Hell yeah. Well, because, man, like, after a wet, wild extravaganza, you know what I'm saying? All that heart-wrenching, jumping off fucking, they was jumping off a fucking 10-foot, 15-foot rock,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Into the, so, like, after, you know, some people did it, like, five times.
Mm-hmm.
you don't realize how tiring that shit is. Like, and I'm tired watching. I'm not even doing it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was just like, y'all crazy. Y'all got it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got it. Cool.
It's like, I'll record you. Bye.
Y'all niggas, man, where, y'all want me to put the medal on your neck? I got y'all. Y'all want the belt, championship belt? Y'all got it.
It's not even for a belt.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying, like, y'all won. Y'all got it. Like, y'all cool.
So after that excursion, we end up in Luquillo again.
Yeah.
The scene of the crime the night before, where we got really fucked up. And it was empty. Mm-hmm. That day, it was raining, mm-hmm. but it was still super hot.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to the beach with the same people that we did the tour with. Like we said, it was about 10, mm-hmm. 12 of us.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Like I said, they were super cool. That beach was gorgeous. Waves are low. Yeah. It's clear water. And we got to see it actually way more calm than the day before. Yeah. It was empty. It was a Monday.
That was
so
Monday, yeah.
It was nothing too crazy.
And then our friends reached out again after our
excursion.
The
people that we met at the sangria.
Yeah. So they reached out. The couple of newlyweds. Like, hey, like, what do you guys got going on tonight? Da, da, da. And I don't think we had anything planned. That was, like, the only thing planned because we did the excursion with them.
So we wanted the two nights that we didn't have much planned, we did want to go back to the city, but we did get scared with the Ubers telling us,
yeah,
you might not get a ride back. Yeah. Try to come back before 10 or 11. Don't come back after that, because if not, you might not get back.
But what I'm learning now is that if you're in a touristy part of San Juan, I think you're good to get an Uber back.
I think that's what they meant.
Yeah.
But it was a mission, and we had Ubers cancel on us. Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't late, and luckily, we did get a ride back.
Yeah. So when they reached out, they wanted to go to the T-Mobile District, which mm-hmm. is like an entertainment and concert venue. So it's like there's food
it
places.
It is so high tech.
Yeah, there's places to eat. There's places to
bunch
lounge.
Of bars.
Mm-hmm. There's places where you can go chill and hang out, grab drinks. So what we decided.
They had like live entertainment. It was cool.
Yeah, so that's where they wanted to meet up. I was like, yeah. So we obliged. We met them out there after mm-hmm. our excursion. And we had a couple drinks, you know what I mean? Had a couple rounds of drinks, and then we decided to watch the game. The finals were on that day.
Yeah.
The Heat and Nuggets, and we went to, like, their bar. Was it called Medalla?
Yeah.
It was called Medalla, uh-huh. right? So, yeah, it's a sports
Medalla
bar.
Medalla Lounge or
and
something.
And I'm going to be honest
lit.
With you. That shit was at capacity. Mm-hmm. Everybody and their mama was in there, and everybody and their mama was going for the Nuggets. Why? I don't know.
Wayne was so annoyed.
Was annoyed as fuck. I hit my best friend like, yo, Miami is a 2.5 hour flight from Puerto Rico, but everybody in this motherfucker is going for Denver. Mm-hmm. Why? It made no sense to me. It was crazy. So
it was such a fun night. We ended up hanging out with the couple again. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was literally like hanging out with our friends at yeah. home. Like they were our homies from yeah. home.
And I mean, and we failed to mention this, but it's Vanessa's birthday this day, by the way.
It was the day before.
Well, the day before. Uh-huh. So, like, technically,
you know. It was you know, my birthday at home.
At
right?
home, yeah. Well, no. It was your
it
birthday
was my birthday there.
There.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, we get to the spot. We order food. We order drinks. I thought that was funny, too. So, like, they had happy hour up until, like, 7:30.
We got 30 minutes.
And we got there, like, around 6. But, again, when we got there, we were just checking out the place because we had never been. It was dope. We were taking mm-hmm. photos. We were just walking around. And we decided to lounge. And we each got, like, 2 drinks each before we decided on the spot of where mm-hmm. we were going to stay. So we go to the place, the sports bar, and I'm like, yo, and me and, well, actually, we let you guys chat. We let y'all talk. Mm-hmm. Me and the husband went. And we
and
went
we're
to
checking
just,
the scene out.
Yeah,
and
we went
scene.
To go scope it out. So when they said that it's happy hour until 7:30, it was like, oh, we got an hour. Mm-hmm. So we came back, but we still were drinking because you guys' drinks were full. Our drinks was full. So we were like, hey, we got to down this right now and get mm-hmm. in there. So we finally get in there. We get seated. And everybody, I had the bright idea. I was like, hey, I'm going to order 2 drinks before happy hour's over, you know what I'm saying? And we actually managed to get a third one in.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, 2 more, right?
Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, double, yeah. Because he knew. We he were knew. Like, happy hour? Happy
yeah.
hour,
so
let's
we
go.
All ordered 2 rounds of 2 drinks each. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was funny because yeah. we were trying to get it in. Oh, man, that was
great. And they
were
playing, like, cool music. Oh, yeah. We were grooving. That was cool. Was
I would definitely go back there. That place was dope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, yeah, I had managed to hit the... like hit the guy up and I was like, hey, you know, could you do me a solid? It's my girl's birthday. You know what I mean? And he's like, oh yeah. And he's like, what's her name? So that's what me and Marcos
that
were doing.
That was super cool.
That's what me and the guy were doing when, when you guys were conversing, I was like, hey, can I talk to you? And then he's like, oh, he just wanted to make sure that he spelled your name right. Because they have a thing in there where they post people's, when it's your birthday, they play their name.
They play a song, a happy birthday song, and then they like all turn up.
And it's they bring
cool.
like a sparkler with your dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got him to do that for my girl's birthday, and that was really cool. And like they everybody say happy birthday to you at the table. But that was like really, really dope.
Everything was like awesome. Like everything, a lot of things we did have planned, and a lot of things we were like, let's go by ear. Like we don't know where we're staying, we don't know this place. Let's see what happens. You know, we kind of just
played it by ear, and it went well.
Yeah,
so,
it did.
You know, that was a great night. Great, 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 great night.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah,
the next day is the day we went to Culebra. I mean.
Vieques. Culebra is where you wanted to go.
I wanted to go there. So, if you're ever planning a trip to Puerto Rico, like I said, make sure that you check out the ferry. This ferry ride is 40 minutes, and it's $3.
Mm-hmm.
And they charge you, if you're going to take, like, a beach chair, they charge you, like, 50 cents or a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take your cooler, and they charge you, like, a dollar per mm-hmm. item that you're going to take. So, literally, we paid, what, like, $7?
It was $12 for
$12 for everything.
Two chairs. Yeah, was
our way there and our way back. Because it's $3 per way, by
correct.
The way.
Correct, yeah.
So, and yeah, it's so pretty. It's so peaceful. It's a island and there isn't a lot of people. The water is clear.
Beautiful.
It's super calm. They have turtles. Yes. And then they have jellyfish.
Yeah. Now, we ate because we woke up and we ate breakfast. But, you know, when you're at the beach or a pool or ocean or whatever, and you're going to plan on being at the beach for a long period of time, bring
plan
food. We didn't bring food because we ate breakfast because we were mm-hmm. going to grab food there. Everything does close early at Vieques if you go. And that was a weekday.
They have like a local bakery that sells out their bread by 9 a.m. from what we were told after.
And everything like closed like at 11. I think mm-hmm. the only thing that was open was Subway. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, it's Subway.
We don't want that shit for vacation.
So, like, yeah.
So that day we decided to have an off day. We literally put our phones on Do Not Disturb. We decided to enjoy our beach day. And that is the day that Wayne
birthday.
Discovered that he tans.
So yeah, before we wrap this up, man, I always subscribe to this idea that black people could not get sunburned. I was just like, I don't care. I've been in the sun like forever. You know, I used to have manual labor jobs where I worked outside in the sun, you know, and I'm talking like for hours, like mm-hmm. 6, 7, 8 hours, you know, and of course, it was in my younger days. And I don't know if that has something to do with it, but
no, Bad Bunny said the sun in Puerto Rico is different.
I mean, clearly, you know, but
and
yeah,
I kept
man.
Telling him, I think your nose is like red. And he said, you're tripping. And I'm like, okay, I don't get red. I'm like, all right, that was the day before. And I mentioned it
nah,
to you.
Nah, but remember we both saw mirages, though, in the ocean. Remember, I was like, babe.
You were tripping.
No, but then you start tripping, too. He was like, oh, shit, I think I see something.
The colors do change, and I swear to you, the water's like 5 blues, and then it connects with the sky. Mm-hmm. Like, at times, we couldn't see the ending of the water and the start of the sky.
Yeah.
And Wayne's like, babe. I don't know. You were tripping.
I thought that the water was. I kept thinking it was a wave. I was like, "Yo, is this something out there?" You're like, "No, babe.
No, it's calm. Like there's no waves."
Right. So I was tripping though. I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, man. Like I was seeing
and
like,
now
literally
that I think
mirage.
Back, I think it was the sky.
Probably. But anyway, so like, yeah, you know, she kept telling me, "Hey, you know, you
so
want."
So I love for you guys that don't know. By the way, I love. The beach.
Of course.
I can suntan and I can lay out there all day.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a beach day and I am happy.
Yeah.
To me, that's my peace. That's my happiness. That's everything to me. So, and Wayne, he wasn't too crazy about the beach, but and now I think you like it. I think
it's
you enjoy
cool.
it.
Like,
and
yeah,
I think you've learned to relax.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It is peaceful. I mean, like, it's your birthday, so I'm not gonna fight you on your.
No,
birthday.
But even here, like in LA, I think you've got a customer. You like the beach more.
Yeah, I have.
So that day, he literally was like a great sport. As soon as we got there, I'm like, I'm getting in the water, and he's like, well, I'm gonna get in with you, and I'm like, oh, okay, Because sometimes he'll say, like, oh, I'm going to wait a bit, babe. I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. In other vacations that we've took.
Yeah.
This time he was like, I'm going to go in. And I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
We go in and we're, like, locals are playing music. Mm-hmm. So we're literally, like, dancing in the water and we're talking.
Sipping
and
that gasoline. Swimming, huh?
Sipping that gasoline. Having fucked up with two little pouches. And, you know, like, it was literally, we just wanted to enjoy each other. And I had told him, I don't want to be on my phone. I know it's my birthday. Service was horrible because we were in an island. Like we said, it wasn't in the city.
No.
So Wayne was like, oh, okay. I'm like, you know what? Let's get out. I want to retouch sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay. I'm like, let's go and have a drink and, you know, let's talk, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We get out, take a few pictures. We're talking. We started talking to some locals.
Right.
We're chilling. And I'm like, do you want sunscreen? And once again, he said, stop asking me. I told you I don't tan. Okay.
Yeah.
We get back to the condo. I was like a fucking light bulb. I was so red that day.
Yeah.
And you were like, babe, I think you burned.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. And I could feel it. I could feel it on my face, on my cheeks. Like, I could feel it.
Mm.
And you were like, babe, I think I burned. And I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you.
I was like, what? What is this? And I felt like a snake, like shedding skin. I'm like, what? What the hell? I was tripping.
You're
still
peeling.
Still. And that was 2 weeks ago, and I'm still peeling. Like, I got in the shower, and I was like, yo, what is this? It was crazy, man. Like, yeah, so that's a myth. Black people definitely can get sunburned.
That was you, by the way, saying that.
Maybe because I never got sunburned. That's like, you know.
There you go.
My first time ever getting sunburned. Yeah. But no, it was her birthday. She had a wonderful time.
I really did.
It was a great time, man. We definitely would recommend Puerto Rico again. We're definitely probably going to go to Cabo Rojo next time and do some other parts of Puerto Rico.
They told us about that beach. It's pink sand, y'all.
Yeah. So definitely going to Culebra next time. You know what I mean? Definitely 10 out of 10. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, maybe, what do you think? You think we should rent a car next time?
I don't know. I don't like driving in places where I don't know or I'm not familiar with the area. Because keep in mind, just like Mexico, a lot of the streets over there didn't have names. They had numbers.
Facts.
One, like where we were staying at, I remember it was one
Esperanza. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. When you go to Puerto Rico, if you're going to get an Uber, make sure you drop your PIN. PIN the location.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about an address. Come up. No.
Even our place where we were staying, it was seaside condos, and it would not come up, even on maps.
The only way that we were able to have our driver meet us is when I sent my location to my girl would PIN it.
Mm-hmm.
She would copy it and then PIN the location to the driver. That's literally how they found us every time.
Yes.
Don't even waste your time putting in, unless you're going to, like, the airport. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that's going to, like, pop up address-wise.
So we know we are behind a little bit on our little vacay review, but we just want to let you guys know we had a great time.
Great time.
We wanted to give you guys our feedback, our experience.
Yes.
And let you guys know that we want to go back.
Definitely, man. Take us back. You know what I mean? And
no, Wayne, take us back. Not them.
Oh, no. We got some more trips to go. You know what I mean? Hopefully they going. Because, man, the way this summer set up.
Get out of the house, y'all.
Get out of the house, but it smell like relationship breakup.
Why are you trying to break up with me?
No, not you. I'm talking about in the summer. You know in the summer. I don't need nobody. You know what I'm
saying? Listen.
I'm just saying, man, people be going crazy. People be acting a goddamn fool.
And one thing that I can say, Puerto Ricans are very fucking proud of being Puerto Rican. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Very proud.
Every single household, Puerto Rican flag.
Flag, everything from the food to the way that they dress.
Yeah, Puerto Rico, man. Everywhere.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you guys once again for tuning in. Definitely always hit us back with your feedback. I know we didn't post much about this, and I know that people have been asking. That's the reason why we wanted to circle back.
Facts.
And come back, let you guys know about a little vacation.
Vacation. You know, you heard. But nah, man, we appreciate y'all rocking out with us every time, man, each and every time out. Anchor, Spotify, Apple. Tap in with us ASAP, man. Hit up Hit up hers on her social media. Hit up his on his social media.
Y'all better be telling your friends about us too. Because some of y'all be hating.
I appreciate the new listeners too. Some of my coworkers are like, hey, you know, I listen to your podcast. Oh, no shit, you do? Like, damn, appreciate you.
Thanks.
Appreciate that, man. That's what I'm talking about. And that's the shit that keep me motivated, man. Mm-hmm. Those new listeners.
That's why
you know
we
saying?
Keep coming back, y'all.
Yes. But anyway, man, it is your boy Wayne His.
And Vanessa hers. You're
rushing
out.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's cool. We're going to get out of here, y'all.
We're going to talk. We're going to see y'all later, man. Hit up Vonda. Hit up me, man. We love y'all, man.
Bye.
Peace. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Yeah. Happiness is when... really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Hey. Oh, baby, love it happens. Love it happens.